Are you a gig worker or self-employed? Wombly has helped over 100,000 small businesses get a PPP loan. You may qualify for up to $41,000 in 100% forgivable loans. The program ends soon and funds are limited. Apply now at womply.com/apply. That's womply.com/apply.
Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katz from TDC here. It's Sunday morning. Well, Sunday morning, everybody goes to church. Well, there's a change in America. There was a Gallup poll last week that for the first time ever, America, less than 50% of Americans or members of the church went to church or stayed members of the church. With us this morning is the Vicar General of the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America and Father Alex Koulouzos. And I'd like to hear his opinion. Father Alex, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, John, and I have to tell you, I was disturbed when I saw the Gallup poll myself. However, there's probably a little bit more reasons. I mean, the COVID experience for all of us has been a very frightening one. Parishioners could not come to church, but it allowed the church to reawaken itself to a certain extent. I'm talking about all churches, Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox. We all realize that we have to start reaching out to our faithful. And so a lot of us did, of course, the digital, Facebook, Instagram, all of those to reach out to people who were basically shut out of the church. And of course, it gave some people the opportunity to say, well, we can't go to church, so why do we need to be members as well? I had the opportunity to meet George Gallup Jr., and he had been very much involved in always polling the churches. And what I saw then, John, and it's still today, our parish in the Hamptons, and by the way, you and Margo are members of our church, and we thank you for that. But what happens to our church in the Hamptons, we've actually grown, not lost members. And I think it's something that the Gallup poll talked about years ago, that a church is a place to belong. So what you need to do, ultimately, is to serve the needs of the faithful. Our parish, for example, here in the Hamptons, we opened up our facility, and we've now vaccinated 10,000 people through the Southampton Hospital, Stony Brook Southampton Hospital. And the people that were coming here, they were not Greek. They were not Orthodox. And yet when they came in, they felt a sense of the sacred space. And they said, you know, we feel very comfortable here. Could we come? So I think the church has to knock down its walls and embrace, because everybody needs a place to belong. So I think that what our community does today, in other words, all churches, we got to give opportunity for people to have a place to belong. And if you don't do that, if you don't give them meaning and purpose in their lives, then they're going to go out and find something else. How many people do you know that say, I'm not religious, but I am spiritual? What does that mean, John?
Well, you tell me what you think it means.
It means that people are looking for something greater in their lives. Now, what's happened with us, we became institutionalized. Christ may have been an institution in the sense of the Son of God, but he never allowed that presence of God in his life that brought him closer to the people wherever they were. I was hungry, you fed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick in the hospital. That's why I said to my people, I says, we have to open up our church, because that's what the Lord wants us to do. We have a situation with young people with autism in our parish. And now we have two homes out here with Love Michael committed to taking care of the young people that have disabilities. And that's what the church needs to do. It has to open up itself, give people an opportunity to feel comfortable in the presence. In our own church here, and I know that, John, one of your favorite part of it is the coffee hour. You see people come from the church, and they sit around meeting with their brothers and sisters, their friends and their neighbors that they don't see throughout the week.
And it's, and that's part of the church. One time in the week that you get to see them, or if it's if you went to two weeks away, it's the first time you've seen them in a few weeks.
That's right. And then look at what we do with our Saturday breakfast. John and I, We didn't realize it, but years ago, we'd come together for breakfast. And then people say, John, could we come in? I'd say, Father Alex, Dennis Meehl was part of it. And now every week, we get about 35, 40 people together for breakfast when we don't have to go through social distancing. And they
We deal with community
That's
problems,
right.
And it becomes a community versus not only a church, not only religion, it's part of community.
That's right. And that's what I'm talking about, the sense of fellowship. And in our fellowship, our Saturday Buddies breakfast, we have people of all different faiths. We have Jews, we have Catholics, we've had Muslims, we've had Greeks, we've had Turks, we've had Irish, we've had everybody there. And we come together and we all feel like we're buddies, we're friends. That's what the church has to do. It's not just simply going there to worship. And then the other element is, priests should also be pastors. They should know the name of their flock. They should know the concerns of their sheep. They should understand the pain that their own families are going through and be there to comfort them. If people have a place to belong, I think you'll see that those numbers continue to go up. People are in search of spiritual truths constantly. And as they're taking care of their body.
Father Alex, yeah. You said it's because of the pandemic. I don't think those numbers refer to the pandemic, because it's membership. And no church threw out anybody during the past year or so. So it's actually membership.
I'm agreeing with you. But what happens during the pandemic, people then start dropping off because there is no sense of fellowship. There's not a drive to bring them back. I'm not saying.
Well, that's why the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court, in its wisdom, said that no state or local governments could restrict people from going to their church.
And by the way, and I'm very much supportive of the Supreme Court, and I'm very glad that President Trump appointed people who are pro-faith. I'm a very strong pro-faith person, and I was very happy to see that. But let me just say something. The mentality of the state, saying that the church was not as necessary as a liquor store, that is what I'm talking about. That is the mindset of a secular state that has moved away. When we came in here, it says, in God we trust. No, now it becomes the liquor bottle more than in God himself. And our country is under God. But oftentimes the way people live is godless-like. So what we have a responsibility is to create a place where they belong and we can reaffirm the faith. Then they will come back. You just can't expect people to come back if you give them an old, tired message. And even if it's on TV, all these evangelicals that get on TV, that does not create community. What creates community is people coming together, looking each other in the eyes, and breaking bread. We always talk about the Last Supper, but that was a very meaningful moment. And we got to make sure that the Mass or the liturgy continues after the service as well. So we need to be able to create a place for people to belong. Are we very upset about these numbers? Of course we should be. But it's not simply numbers. It's people's lives, and we've got to bring the Spirit of Christ back into their hearts. How do you do it? By putting the Spirit of Christ in our own hearts as first, as well as religious leaders.
Thank you, Father Alex, in your 51st year of leadership in your church. And I hope we all could put it together for all America. And God bless America. And God
as we say, God bless America. And that's what we want Americans to realize. Going to church is also part of that great blessing. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Take care, John.
And I'll see you in church.
Look forward to it, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.